All right, we're back with part three. Yes. I hope some people are still listening.
And some people will kindly.
Yes. So what did we want to do from here? Did you want to do each of us do our, you said our 10 to 6?
Yeah.
And then it's getting a bit late for us, so we'll go continue on to our top fives on a later date.
Top 6, I mean. Go on till top 6. And we review the top 5 another day.
Okay. Yes. So we'll switch back and forth now. So your top, and then my top, and then we'll go back and forth.
Okay.
All right, so you want to start?
Yes. Number 10 for me, for Aya, is...
We know who you are. Thank you.
Goonies.
Oh, top 10, really?
I know.
That's high. Well, I mean, that's...
I'd low? Say it's not high enough.
Well, yeah, I meant...
Well, personally, it means a lot to me, but...
I meant I expected it... I expected it top 5.
Yeah.
Why so low?
It's just when I... sort of prioritizing my list, it just... It's just a nostalgic movie for me. Like,
it's really good,
It's though. My childhood movie, and it really occupies a large portion of me, but...
Sure.
But I couldn't make it to top 5.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, but I love that movie.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, because I couldn't go on an adventure myself to risk my life. Possibly, I don't know, fight against bad people with like guns.
Murderers.
And, yes. Printing fake money.
That's right.
Stuff like that.
Such a weird movie in the best way.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah.
You want my number 10?
Yes, go ahead, Tristan.
My number 10 is Drive.
Oh.
Which recently your favorite came out. Movie. Yeah.
I like the songs.
The music is really good. For those who don't know, it's like an 80s inspired revenge movie starring America's hunkiest Ryan Gosling. It's a fantastic movie. I don't want to say too much about it. Like, I thought it was really, really good, and some people really disliked it. But it is a revenge movie. It is a gangster movie. It is one of the most violent movies I've ever seen. Like, and it hides some of it, but most of it doesn't, and that's going to put a lot of people off of it. But if you want something that's tonally, like, feels like it came straight out of the 80s, man, that movie really nails it.
So it's a guy movie.
No, I wouldn't even say that. Like, the romance and, like, the character stuff is really...
Well, I haven't watched it, so I can't really...
And I shouldn't say, like, that romance and stuff is just for women. I'm just saying, like, I think, like, the brutality of it isn't necessarily gender-based. It's totally...
Yeah.
It's just... It's mean... It's
Do you think I can take it?
Mean-spirited. No, I don't. Okay. I almost couldn't.
Yeah, okay.
But... When I think back to it, it wasn't that bad if I just told you not to look.
Maybe when I'm so old and if I don't care, I can maybe give it a try. Yeah, and say, I missed it for the past 60 years.
That was nothing.
Or something.
All right. Now you're number 9.
Number 9 is a Japanese movie, Hula Girl.
Oh, good choice.
Yeah. It's, since... Some of you may know that we've met in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And Hawaii's like a, I don't know, home to me.
Yeah.
So, and Hula Girl is like, as I said, Japanese movies, and there used to be lots of coal mines here, and people needed to change their lives, and... some people decided to make like Hawaiian resort in Japan, and so many people were really against it. They didn't know how to shift to the new era, but it's really worth watching it.
That is a good movie.
Yeah.
Touching.
Yeah.
All right, should I do my number 9?
Yes.
My Neighbor Totoro.
Totoro, 9.
Totoro, yeah, number 9. I wanted to put it higher.
Yeah.
It's not my personal favorite, but I think My Neighbor Totoro is one of the most universally
I think perfect
movies. Yeah. Like, kids can watch it. Any age can watch it. Like, no matter how many times I see it. And, like, okay, a little bit of spoilers here. Nothing too big.
Yeah.
But the mid-movie or the final third crisis of the movie, every time it happens, it hits me in the gut and I never expect it to.
Yeah.
I'm always like, this time. I've seen this movie 10 times, no problem. And every time I'm like, and I'm reduced to a quivering blob of gelatin.
I think, like, you find, you will, like, for sure find someone that you really relate to in that movie. Like, mom or dad or the bigger sister or, like, younger sister or this granny from neighbor or whoever.
I relate to Totoro.
You do? Wait, I'm not married to a spirit.
A big fat dude laying around groaning all the time?
No. Are you secretly an American spirit?
I'm a spirited American? I don't know. You're number 9.
Yeah. I said number 9.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, number 8. Okay, this I have to check with you. it's...
Wait, what was your number 9?
Number 9, Hula Girl.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Sorry, I always get it wrong. Is it $1 more or $2 more?
Oh, for a few dollars more?
Oh, for a few dollars more. I'm sorry. It's so embarrassing to, like,
list, Sergio, like, Leone classic.
To put it as number 8 and like get the title wrong. Mm-hmm. I always get really mixed up. I'm sorry, but for a few dollars more.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Yes. I think this is the best Western movie I've ever seen.
So for people, that's one of Sergio Leone's classic westerns with Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
The first one is for I Fistful even of Dollars.
A big fan of Clint Eastwood, but this one.
Yeah. And the third one is Good, the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
I got it wrong again.
For some reason, that middle one is just so good. Like, it's really well paced. It's really well acted. It's, oh, God, man, it's so good. My number 8, for a few dollars more.
Wow, really?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Wow. Same one.
We are destined to be together.
Hey, cutie.
And we are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that movie just... man, Sergio Leone, the way he shoots his movies is really incredible.
Yeah.
Comes with my the directing again. Okay. Should we move quickly on to a 7 then for you?
Yes, 7. Hidden Fortress.
Really?
Yeah. Japanese movie, Kurosawa.
I don't think I have any Kurosawas on here.
It's a surprise for me too. Mm. But it's just so cleverly written. Mm. It's just so, like, I don't know, like an epic story, but really, like, entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
And you never get bored.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's the movie that inspired Star Wars.
Yeah.
So he says. George Lucas, I mean.
Yeah. This is a really cool movie.
Yeah. It's got, of course, the Toshirô Mifune, for those who like Kurosawa classics. It's got a lot of comedy. And you can definitely see the characters that Lucas based Star Wars on. And it's like he admits it. We're not, like, saying any scuttlebutt here.
Yeah, good action, good writing. Acting... Like, the funny two, they are really good actors.
They're supposed to be, like, 3PO and R2, yeah?
Other two, including Toshirô Mifune, in that one...
It's a bit weak.
Not so good, but...
The princess is pretty...
personally, I think, but, yeah.
The princess character really likes to shriek.
Yeah, well as loud as she can. It's got its own charm, I would say.
Sure, sure.
Makes it so distinct.
Oh, I'm not bad-mouthing it.
Yeah, but anyways, yeah, it's a very good movie. It's worth watching. It's a
great choice.
Please watch it.
Good choice. The Hidden Fortress by Kurosawa. Okay,
so what's your number 7?
Number 7 for me is Alfred Hitchcock's Rope.
Ah, that movie.
Yeah.
That's another frustrating movie for me.
That one I've been watching for years. And I was shocked when I watched it again with you and, like, how much I still adore that movie.
It's theatrical. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
Mm.
It's, but just the whole story really frustrates me.
for those who don't know, like, and it's no spoiler, but it involves a murder and people trying to hide the crime, but yeah. in very perverse, it's very perversely done.
Mm. I but like it's the direction.
It's all in one take, which is pretty amazing. Or they had to switch film reels back in the day, but it's very cleverly disguised.
It was, yeah.
What's the guy's name? Jimmy Stewart. It's a classic. Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah?
Yeah. That was a terrible impression. I'm so sorry. Okay. But I still find things to love about that movie, even after a decade or two of watching it. Rear Window, they say. Vertigo, they say. North by Northwest. All good movies. But Rope is my favorite.
Strong movie.
On to you.
Okay. Number 6. Paprika.
Mmm.
It's animation, actually.
I expected that to be on there.
Yeah. I expected it to make it into top 5, but it couldn't.
Mm.
Yeah.
So it's about,
a sci-fi. Yeah. It's based on a book, and it involves, dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Like, heavily involves people's dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And the expression, I guess, of dreams are extremely well done, and you can't do it in like live action, and animation is pretty much the only way.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, it's just, it's beautiful, it's very, I don't know, the story itself is really fascinating.
Mm.
And voice acting is really good. I don't know, just directing is very good.
Mm.
I can't really find anything bad about that movie.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's probably the strongest animation that I've ever seen.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those that really is able to elevate its genre.
Yeah. That's what I mean, yeah.
Like, I think it's up there with, like, for me, Totoro or...
I didn't think people could use animation to express something like that. Yeah.
And a lot of people point to stuff like Akira, which I think is beautifully drawn, but really I think it's a poor movie. Or like Ghost in the Shell, which I think is really overrated. But stuff like that really pushes animation up to where it could be. And it's not just like the kind of teenage sexy fantasy stuff that most the kids are into. You know, I think animation has a really so much potential and it reaches it all the time, but it's so outnumbered by stuff that is inferior. But man, yeah, Paprika really shows you what is possible. I think what you said about the dreams is really true. Like
it makes you feel like, oh yeah, I totally get this feeling when I have a dream, like scenes shift abruptly from this place to another place, and you just accept it as a fact, I guess, in your dream.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because so many things try to do dreams, like when you watch, like we're watching Drop Dead Diva right now, and they do like dance number dreams, and you're like, immediately you can tell it's a dream because it's so ridiculous, or like some stuff makes dreams that are too ridiculous. Like, I'm the rabbit man. Ooh. You're like, this is, what? What is going on? I'm in a dream, aren't I? But, like, that movie somehow captures the feeling of having a dream so well.
Mm.
And I think only animation can do that.
Yeah. So, okay, enough with my number 6. What's your number 6?
That's my number 6. My number 6 is 2001, A Space Odyssey. From Stanley Kubrick.
Another frustrating
movie. Oh, stop it. Why is it frustrating?
No, because it's like, there's nothing you can do, basically. That whole scene with like him seeing the whole universe was like, it was too much.
It really, I think one of the really best ways to kind of like get more out of that movie is to stay awake during it. I'm sorry.
I made it.
You made me do a nerd laugh.
I made it to the space baby.
You did make it. Well, that's
Star baby.
Star child.
Star child.
But
thank you.
I like all the different names you come up with for it, but that movie is directed, I don't know, one of the best. I'm really breaking film history here by saying Stanley Kubrick's a great director. But his tracking shots and stuff like that are just spectacular in that movie.
Yeah.
Hal is a horrifying vision of the AI future.
I hate Hal.
In
2012, was it?
Yeah.
That was 2011.
Different. 2012 is 2000. A terrible action movie with John Cusack.
Oh, that's like 2011. I'm so sorry, that people. That
movie, 2012, is like 3.5 hours. It's ridiculous.
Okay, 2011.
Yeah.
Was a very different movie.
Yes, different director. And I think I can't remember, the author of the second book might have been different, or... Oh, no, I can't remember what happened, how the books are written, but it was weird. But yeah. The second movie really doesn't try to, like, mess with your mind at all.
Yeah.
But 2001 is extremely surreal.
I want to read the original book.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Sometime, yeah. So,
that's... Fun fact, before we wrap it up, 2001, I told you this before, why didn't in the book, the planet was Saturn? In the movie, the book was Jupiter. Why? Do you remember why?
Totally forgot.
Because the special effects team didn't know how to make the rings look good on film.
Oh, that's right. You told me.
But the Jupiter work. And it totally doesn't matter at all for the movie, which is the greatest thing about it.
Yeah.
And now you can all do it with CG, because that's so easy to do now.
Yeah.
I think you're going to find in my list, too, if you look at a lot of these, these are all, like, movies with practical effects, a lot of them.
Yeah.
Like, Living Dead, Godzilla, the original Tron, well, that had CG. Blade Runner, like, Alien, all of it is, like, practical effects.
Yeah.
Not CG.
For me, except for Paprika, they were really something I didn't really expect. You know, to appear in the list at all, I think.
What surprised you of mine?
Sorry, can you repeat some? Oh, $2 for a few dollars more.
Drive, Totoro, Rope, 2001.
Rope.
Really?
No, it didn't surprise me. I totally get you love that movie, but I totally forgot about the movie. But, like, just to think how, like, I can still feel the movie inside me. Mm-hmm. That's how strong that movie is.
Mm-hmm.
It totally makes sense.
Hidden Fortress surprised me on your side. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't, like, if I had to choose Kurosawa... But I wouldn't choose The Stray Dog. It's a good movie, but it really frustrates me, as I said. Yeah.
I was going to pick Stray Dog, and I just... I remember that, like, there's an hour in there that's pretty slow.
I can't take that, like, dilemma. Like, long dilemma.
It's unsolvable for a long time.
Yeah.
And that movie is more about, like, characterization of that time period more than anything else, I think.
So...
Stray Dog is a movie about a cop who loses his gun in post-war Tokyo.
Yeah.
Right.
That's our top 10 to top 6.
And we have a little time before we should go to bed. Do you want to do our last one?
Oh.
Or do you want to save this for another time?
Well, let's do it.
Should we do it? Okay.
Yeah, but we need to keep the volume down since it's getting late.
I don't give an S or an F about it.
Watch out.
All right, we'll take a break, and we'll be back in just a moment with part four, the final part of our magnum opus of audio releases.
Keep tuning in.